Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
I'm Emily.
And this is the Bottom Line Christmas Edition. Woo, woo, woo. Merry Christmas. See all our decorations? We don't have them because we're getting underway. Tomorrow we're on our way to Albany. The Monte Carlo of Nassau, of the Bahamas.
I'm so excited. At least it's not lifeless.
Yeah, so next week you'll see us there. But anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Chanukah.
What's Chanukah?
Hanukkah, man. It's got like a C in the front.
Oh, okay. For all you Chanukadins, Merry Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah, Chanukanians. Okay. I don't know.
So Sam's on vacation. Casey moved north. Boo. Mm. So Emily is my new temporary co-host.
Peanut butter jelly time.
I know you want to say it. Go ahead. The Scotch.
Oh, Scotch. In my belly. Scotch.
Okay.
Sorry,
so,
I can't help myself.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So this episode is sponsored by Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Apparel.
Marine Data Solutions. No throttling. No contract. Unlimited Christmas data. And the only oil. Yeah. Extreme. And the only oil you'll find is from the vinegar and oil on your salad.
Yeah, because there's no oil spills, people.
None. Okay, and Salty Rags Crew Apparel, what do they do for us?
They keep me from being naked. Well, they keep us from being naked. But then again, you never know what's from here down, you know.
Okay, part of the deal with Emily was she wanted to do it like they do on... We're not wearing anything from the shirt down.
Yeah, like the Rona Zoom things, you know, I'm all done up from the face up.
Okay, it was a little awkward, but I'm getting used to it. Okay, next.
All right, so we're giving out shout-outs to Trey Martin from Maine.
Christmas, we want to give Christmas shout-outs. We love you guys for watching the show. From Maine?
Yeah.
He said, you guys rock, keep up the cool news. Dude, we're going to do that. You guys, you stay warm up in Maine. Maine's got to be
crazy
cold.
Stay warm, dude.
Okay, next.
Now we've got Minion Peace from Cape Town, Western Cape. Gugrunde to my South African people.
What was that?
Hey, it's Afrikaans. I can't improve Afrikaans. Speaky, klein, beaky.
I thought they spoke English.
Very beaky, klein. They've got like 11 languages down there, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well... Hey, Merry Christmas down in South Africa, but they celebrate Christmas in the summer, right? Because they're on.
Yeah, they still get their gammon on.
Okay, I know there's a couple South Africans in yachting.
He says,
I'm a big fan. Keep the videos coming. Dude, we will. Next.
All right, so we're looking at Warren Techauer. He's got an Asmik 95.
Oh, yeah, he works on a 95 Asmik. Cruise quarters suck.
Well, that's terrible.
Warren, I'm sorry.
And I'm tiny. I don't fit in that.
Yeah, Warren, my condolences. Mm. Okay, he says, I love it. It's awesome. You guys are great. Dude, thanks for watching. Give me a couple more.
We've got Marvis Reming from Nassau.
Nassau, where we're going.
Yeah, Duncan Newman.
Marvis says, I love the show and you guys are doing an amazing job. Keep up good work. Good work. Dude, we're going to be at Albany. If you're around, say hi. Merry Christmas, Marvis. Marvis, thanks for watching.
I'm so excited about some Bahama Mamas, man.
Give me one more.
All right, we're looking at Sherry Berger from Roadtown, Virgin Islands.
BBI. She says, better than Below Deck. Well done. That's highest praise.
Wow, Below Deck, there's not that much to get better by. So.
Sherry, Merry Christmas. Thanks for watching. Okay, moving along.
All right, so yacht industry news.
Yes.
The Bottom Line's going to be working with another show.
We're working with this. There's another show. It's like a real show, not like a Facebook show.
You're a real show.
I'm kind of a real show.
You're the real thing.
So they're going to be the opposite of Below Deck, so I'm told. I can tell you a little bit about it. They're going to be fixing, it's going to be the behind the scenes when the boats go into the boatyard, all trashed. Mm. I mean, I've seen some. I've seen an episode. It's really... Really nice episodes. Big old holes in boats that they're fixing. I mean, it's like hole this big and all of a sudden it's gone. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some shows with them on their show, The Bottom Line. Mm. And then they're going to be on they're going to be on my show, The Bottom Line. Mm. So we're going to kind of be like this. Integral.
Yeah, synergy type thing. Like when you said that it was going to be, you know, the opposite of Below Deck, I thought you were going to say that people are actually working.
No, people will be working. I've seen some episodes, and they have to be working because things are getting done. Okay, next.
All right, so the Italian Marine Industry Association.
That's happening in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, people are going to be working.
Okay, next.
The Italian Marine Industry Association has now announced that the 61st Genoa International Boat Show is going to be taking place September 16th through the 21st of 2021.
So they figure by then the corona's going to be gone?
Oh, it's going to be wiped out. We're just going to have zombies.
Okay, so how many people went last year?
I think it was something like 71,168 people.
That's a lot of people. Okay. All right. So if the corona's gone by next September, you should go. Do you want to go?
Yeah, but I'm kind of worried there'll be like the zombie apocalypse.
I'll bring guns. You want to go?
I got guns. Yes, we'll go.
Wait. You have to pay half.
You sound like a boyfriend.
Well, if it was a boyfriend, you'd have to pay all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Next.
My boyfriends are cheap. They get those little alligator arms. They can't reach the check.
Next.
Anyway, oh, so we have this fantastic ramp failure video. You guys have to check this out.
Oh, okay. Ramp failure video. You guys ready? Watch this.
It makes me crack up every time.
Okay,
I see
look at this. Look at this.
Yeah, man.
Look at this big center console getting launched. Oh, wait, it fell off the back of the truck. That's okay. That's not so bad. But where's the truck? There's the truck.
It gets me every freaking time.
So now the boat's in the water. The trailer's attached to the boat.
It's multi-purpose.
The truck's impaled on the bow of the boat.
But you see, the guy is not like doing anything. He's just standing there. He's just like, I'm just an idiot.
And the truck's sinking.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a nice day.
Great news, people.
Yeah. I hope that wasn't a tender to a yacht.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, next.
All right, so the iconic Hobart race is being canceled due to the COVID. This is held in Sydney.
Yeah, how many years they've been doing this?
Oh my word, like 76.
First time in 76 years.
It's kind of sad.
So some of the racing teams that they have camps, you know, the compounds, they got the coronavirus. So the officials said, well, we're just going to play safe and cancel it. That's a shame. This is a hardcore ocean race sailboats. I used to race on ocean racing sailboats. It's not like going across the bay. Mm. I mean, you're like holding your thing down here.
I grew up in a sailboat.
You did?
Yeah. We also lived by the motto of like sailors do it in breeze, sail naked.
Sail naked?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, all right. I was young once too, so let's just say that.
Just get some suntan, you know, some block and stuff.
Next.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was getting all excited.
Next.
So there's a submersible that she goes down to 12,000 feet underneath the sea, and they're going to be taking her down so that you guys can see the Titanic before she dissolves.
Okay, I want you guys to see a picture of this. This is the sub.
She's so spooky.
Okay, that looks like a water heater with a window on it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Not cool.
Now, I only know one person that would be like totally into doing this. That's Captain Les from Axis.
I love Axis.
Listen, I've been in his submarine. That thing's a high-tech thing. It's
insane.
It's badass. This thing looks like it was made in somebody's backyard.
Yeah, it's like a cross of a missile and like a hyperbaric chamber.
Now, I know.
Two things you don't want to be in.
I know Les will be like, oh, he'll go down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, because he's a badass too.
Yeah, he is badass. But look. That thing's designed to go down 13,000 feet. And the Titanic's how far?
Yeah, it's like 12.
That's like a 1,000-foot margin. Too close for me, dude.
It's super close for comfort.
By the way, guess how much it costs?
I was going to say like maybe what, like 15,000?
$125,000 to go down and see the Titanic.
Yeah, that's more than I'm making it.
Yeah, $125,000 to get stuffed into that little sausage. And okay, next.
Nothing likes being stuffed in a little sausage.
Stop.
Well, it looks like a sausage with
okay.
a window on
Go
it.
Ahead.
Okay, so Fed Ships has this new epic 290-foot super yacht, and she's hitting the water for the first time in Amsterdam.
Just launched a couple days ago. She's doing sea trials in the North Sea.
Sexy.
Yeah, like we do sea trials. We do it in like Biscayne Bay. North Sea is going to really rock it a little. She holds 16 guests, 25 crew. This project's been tight-lipped ever since. This is literally the first time it was all together and outside of the shed. So those pictures are pretty cool. It looks insane.
She's stunning. She's almost like Savannah.
Yeah. They say Fed Ship, by the way, is a Fed Ship of yachting.
They are. I mean, the crew quarters on those boats, you just can't beat it.
Okay,
I mean,
next.
It's fantastic. So we've got 175-foot that is claiming the world title from Westport.
Oh, yes. Where is that built?
That's when it is built in the UAE. She's the 175 Majesty.
UAE,
the 175 Majesty. That's over by, like, the Emirates people.
Is that the things with the guys?
Yeah, the little things with the guys.
If you went over there, you'd have to...
I'd wear that, but with a bikini, because it's hot.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll be happy with that. You got the... Okay. So, it just claimed the title of the world's largest fiberglass yacht from Westport. It was at 172.
Yeah,
this is at 175. Now, for all you Westport fans, Westport still hasn't beat by volume.
I love Westport.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
USA.
175-foot fiberglass boat. I'm just...
Yeah, that is kind of sketchy. I just wonder what would hit it.
Well, okay, wait. The Fed Ship, if these two hit each other, who would win?
Oh, totally Fed Ship hands down.
Okay. All right. I mean, these boats are big.
I know,
they're like the aircraft carriers of yachting.
They're gorgeous.
My boats are like the destroyers of yachting, which is, I think, I like it that way. Okay,
she's
good.
She's a good girl.
Yeah, okay, next.
All right, Crew Corner Insurance and El Capitano.
Okay, listen up. I just renewed the insurance for the boat, and I've seen this page before. It just rang a bell yesterday. Listen, if you're the captain of record, you need to be on the boat. You cannot hand the boat over to the mates or somebody else because you're going on vacation without telling the insurance company that you're doing that. A lot of guys do this, and you have to... Okay, everybody's insurance policy is different. Here's mine. Look at this. If there's a casualty when I'm not on board with the boat underway or whatever, 50% deductible, okay?
That's intense.
Think about that. Let's say you got a $20 million yacht. That's a $10 million hit to the owner because you didn't call the insurance company and tell them that the mate's watching the boat.
Sounds like an open job occupancy.
Well, you'll never work again. $10 million hit. So what I'm trying to say is, for you captains, you go on vacation and you leave the boat in charge of the mates, you have to call the insurance company and let them know. And they have to sign off on the fact that he can actually be qualified to do that. You can't just hand the keys over and say, okay, I'll be back in a week. Call the insurance company, 50% deductible with my insurance company. And my insurance company covers a lot of yachts. I'll tell you this right now. There was a boat a couple of years ago where the captain went on vacation, handed the keys to the mate. Next day he went on charter. The mate had a big license. He's by all aspects capable of doing the job. 4 hours later, boat sank.
That's great.
They didn't pay. The insurance company said, you never called. Who's this guy driving the boat? You're supposed to be driving the boat. They did not pay. All right. Another thing is, look at this. At the bottom, it says if I am captain of record on multiple boats, insurance policy doesn't count anymore. And I'm only bringing that up because I know a lot of South Florida captains are like, oh, I'm a captain of record on this boat.
They've got a fleet.
They got a fleet. But by the way, insurance is void.
Yeah.
Only one, guys. Okay. Oh, day workers.
Oh, this grinds my gears. I've been dying to say that.
I'm sick of it. Everybody's still bitching about day working wages. It's just insane. Day working is not a career, people.
Mm-mm.
All right? It's not designed to feed a family of four. If you're bitching about day working wages, how they're not going up, you've been a day worker for too long.
It's seriously, people. I mean, this is like an internship that you're learning. It's a step up.
It's an internship. That's a perfect example of what day working is. You
Stop
come
being
in,
so entitled.
You meet some people, you get a job, and then you move on. If you've been day working long enough to complain about day working wages, dude,
you've been doing it too long.
You've been doing it too long because yachting gives people these fancy titles, but I'm gonna break it down for you. Sadly, okay, unskilled labor.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, now I pay pretty well.
You pay expenses.
Okay, but some boats don't but don't flame them. You don't even know what they want the guy to do. Maybe he's gonna be, I don't even know, washing a boat or something, or staring at a camera while somebody's twisting a wrench or something.
Mm-hmm.
Stop flaming guys because they're not paying. All right, and if you're complaining, you've been a day worker too long.
And you've got an amazing chef to make you lunch anyway.
By the way, yeah. Oh, you get picked up, you get lunch from a chef, and you get dropped off. Let me tell you something. Everybody's like, oh, I'd rather work at McDonald's.
You landed in butter.
I looked
what
it up.
Bitching?
I looked it up. The average guy at McDonald's makes $65 a day, has to drive there on his own, and he has to pay for his own lunch. He gets a discount, but he has to pay for lunch.
And he probably has a family of four.
$65 a day. So stop saying I'd rather work at McDonald's.
Entitled.
Okay. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Happy Chinooka.
We'll see you next week from the Bahamas. I'm Doug.
I'm Emily.
And this is The Bottom Line. We love you guys.
Stay classy, crew.
Bye.